Good morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to begin this morning with a popular favorite, Rodrigo's Concerto de Aranjuez for guitar. What one may not know is that Rodrigo was born back in 1902 and almost completely lost his sight at the age of 3 after contracting diphtheria. He did begin to study piano and violin at the age of 8, moved on to harmony and composition in his teens, and now, although known to have escalated the Spanish guitar to international heights, he never himself mastered the instrument. He also wrote all of his compositions in Braille, and they were later transcribed for publication. We're going to be hearing a performance this morning by Pepe Romero and the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. This is the Adagio from Rodrigo's Concerto de Aranjuez.
Thank you.
The Adagio from Rodrigo's Concerto de Aranjuez. That was a performance by Pepe Romero and the Academy of St. Martin's in the Fields.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the commercial drive area at
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM from Vancouver, Canada. This is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. And I have fond memories of this next selection, dancing backstage and composing lyrics while the youth orchestra strings performed on stage. Now, Tchaikovsky writes of this serenade, "I composed the serenade from inner conviction. It is a heartfelt piece, so I dare to think it is not lacking in real qualities." We're going to be hearing a performance of the opening Andante non troppo, Allegro moderato, with the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra.
Thank you.
What a regal performance that was, the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra and the opening movement of Tchaikovsky's Serenade for Strings. You're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And we're going to continue now with a little oboe music. It's the time on Sunday morning where we need just a little pick-me-up. Here is Joseph Kiss and the Ferenc Erkel Chamber Orchestra, and this is the Allegro from C.P.E. Bach's Oboe Concerto in E-flat major.
Thank you.
The incredible oboist Joseph Kiss and the Ferenc Erkel Chamber Orchestra. That was the Allegro from C.P.E. Bach's Oboe Concerto in E-flat major.
Are you walking to class? Are you grabbing a coffee? Got lunch hour to kill? We invite you to fill the silence of your day with the sound of some live music. Music on the Mind? UBC's newest student concert initiative invites the School of Music out of the concert hall into the schoolyard. 10 concerts at 5 venues on one campus. Let's get Music on the Mind at UBC. For more information, visit ubcmusiconthemind.com. Sponsored by CITR Radio, Vancouver, BC.
And you are listening to CITR this Sunday morning. This is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. We're going to continue with some great music by pianist Evgeny Kissing. Now, he's performed around the world with the greatest orchestras and conductors, and all to huge acclaim. He's well known for his interpretations of Rachmaninoff, and Kissing has elected to record what is perhaps the most difficult piano concerto and do it live before an audience. Now, he did it in this way because he felt the audience played an invaluable part in the interpretive process. We're going to be hearing the results, which are stupendous, at least in my mind. This is a performance by Rachmaninoff's third piano concerto. It's the third movement with Evgeny Kissing, joined by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Evgeny Kissing in the Boston Symphony Orchestra. That was the third movement from Rachmaninoff's Concerto No. 3.
It's new. It's exciting. It's the Sounds of Africa. For the Sounds of African music, join me, Sheila Sam, every Tuesday morning from 8 to 9:30, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. From soukous to reggae, some juju, some jazz. From North Africa to South Africa and the African diaspora, I got you covered. Enrich your musical knowledge and taste as you savor the sounds coming from the Sahara right across to the Kalahari, right here on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. Tune in for the unique sounds of Africa. Start your day right with the beat and the rhythm of Africa.
And you are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite, and this is Classical Chaos. We're going to continue with some music to celebrate spring. Music by the Canadian trumpeter Jens Lindemann. Their hearts will full of spring. Their hearts will full of spring. That was Canadian trumpeter Jens Lindemann from his CD Flying Solo. You are listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. We're going to continue now with some music by Holst. Now, he completed his Celebrated the Planets back in 1916, and it was considered quite radical at the time. His interest in the exotic started early in his life, and he showed an interest in Hindu literature and philosophy. He later did study astrology and became a skilled interpreter of horoscopes and mysticism, which leads to this next selection. It's Neptune, the Mystic, an example of pure Impressionism. We're going to listen to Neptune with the Vienna Philharmonic and Herbert von Karajan conducting.
Thank you.
Neptune, the Mystic, from Gustav Holst's The Planets, a performance by the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra with Herbert von Karajan conducting. And you have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Stay tuned now to a fantastic show, Shuk Shukta, with Ethiopian News Radio and Culture and Worku. I'm going to leave you now with some music by Rosemary Beland. Till next time.